RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Pinion to hold on the left hash. Left to right angle for Gonzalez in his eighth year out of Arizona State. Trying to give the Falcons the lead in the final half minute. Liam McCullough to snap. There's the spot. The kick is away by Gonzalez. And it is good. 52 yards with 21 seconds left and gives Atlanta the lead at 27-24.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. You heard it correctly. It is a victory Tuesday coming in here off Monday Night Football. We are the Morning Chip. My name is Mike Johnson. She's Allie Mack. G Money behind the window. Dylon, I think he's, I don't know, he's off watching Stranger Things or something.
Yeah, he is.
I did get to hang out with Squid Billy yesterday, and I bet you he wishes he was sitting in this chair right now because the vibes are high. The Falcons pull off the big dub last night. I'm just happy to be here, man. I don't even know how to put it. It's not shocking, I guess, the win, but it's one step short of that. You know, it's one step short of that.
Well, it is. And before the game even got started, the panel on Monday Night Football, you know, they make their predictions and everything, and everybody was Rams. And I was like, I just hope. Let's just show them.
There were multiple commenters from the NFL Network or NFL.com on the socials last night that I wanted to punch in the face at times. I think it was Albert Breer who had a tweet that was like, there's three or four Falcons doing the dirty bird while there's a flag laying on the field 70 yards away. It's the most Falcons thing of all time. And I was like, you know what, dude? You just need to be punched in the face. It's just one of those things where it sounds like you need to be. Nick Shook was another one that was kind of talking trash at times last night in the second half. But I won't let him bring me down. It was awesome being in that building last night. It was awesome for the Falcons to be able to go out there and get that dub. And like you said, we'll break it down throughout the show and talk about the highs and lows and everything else that went on. But it didn't seem real at moments last night when you look at Matt Stafford and everything that we talked about coming in and MVP candidate and all of the above. And for him to go out and play the way he did against this Falcons defense and Bijan Robinson to have the night he did continues to show out in primetime in Monday Night Football. And, it just felt good to be a Falcons fan once again. It just really did.
It really did. And I got to, you know, piggyback off of what you just said about the commentators. Because last night, Joe Buck, as soon as we got a touchdown, he's like, whoa, we got to make sure that's really a touchdown.
Like, what was the deal?
Of course you're acting that way. I don't understand. But the vibes are high today. Although, did anyone breathe when Zan Gonzalez was going for that field goal? I was clenching my fists. Like, okay, come on.
It didn't. And all I could think about, and Garrett's probably in the same boat as this, all I could think about was how nice it is to have a kicker that can do that and how different this season could have been had you had that guy all along.
Yeah.
I just kept going back to that.
Yeah, no, he's coming to his own. He seems to be playing with a ton of confidence right now. I love that from Zane. I mean, he's playing so well. I think that kick would have been good from 60. That was a bomb.
Well, and did you see Mike Conti's tweet that was like, let's play the what if game? What if we had gotten this figured out earlier in the season? I can't let my brain go there.
I can't either. The Divine Diablo stuff, talking about how bad we were without him in the lineup. And I mean, you go down the list of a lot of things I got to give Raheem credit. He's made a lot of changes throughout the year, and he's pulled the plug on different things that were not working. And you remember the whole conversation surrounding JD Bertrand, midway through the year. And it was like, man, you know what? suddenly he's inactive, but then he was active yesterday because Josh Wood's not in the lineup. Ronnie Harrison became a bigger part of this defense. Kobe Bryant became a bigger part of this defense. CJ Henderson. There's a lot of guys from the top down when you look at the names and the bodies that were thrown in the mix over the last couple of games. And it is interesting, as Grant and I were finishing up last night, and we're looking forward to the New Orleans game coming up this weekend. It's like, isn't it kind of crazy that two of the hottest teams in the NFL are now the Falcons and the Saints? They've won four in a row. We've won three in a row. Like, how is this even possible that it's come down to this situation and neither one of these teams going to the playoffs? But it was fun for a night for sure to not play the what-if game, but just see what this team's capable of, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I felt yesterday.
Yeah, we've got a lot to go over with this game. Real quick, let me run down the headlines since we last got to hang out, because there was other stuff going on besides the Falcons game last night. The Hawks, unfortunately, lost again, this time to the Thunder, 140-129. That is 7 losses in a row now. They'll play again tomorrow night against the Timberwolves. Pregame is at 2:30 here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 3 p.m. The Ravens say that Lamar Jackson's status against the Steelers is TBD at this point. Andy Reid plans on returning as the Chiefs coach next season. Ole Miss running back Kwon Lacy is listed as probable to play against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And, of course, let's go over it. The Atlanta Falcons beat the L.A. Rams last night, 27-24. Atlanta is 4-1 in primetime contests this season. I have to say, got to give myself a shout out here.
Oh, here we go.
Because in the Rise Up Rewind, I did say when the lights are on, the Falcons show up. I predicted this win.
You say that every week. What are we doing? I was like, no, I'm not letting you get away with this. You say that every week. That's your calling card. That's your sign off.
I know.
I'm not letting you get away with this.
Go with the optimist route.
No.
Hey, they are 9-1 on Monday Night Football since 2015.
What's the record with the Red Helmets? That's the big
16-3.
One. There you go. Like, let's go.
16-3. And I don't know if it's official yet, but I mean, aren't they? Haven't the Falcons put their name in back into the mix? Some expert in quotation marks when it comes to uniforms and everything like that, talking about how the Falcons might be getting new uniforms.
They're eligible. You have to do it 2 years in advance, and I know that they've put in for new uniforms. I don't know if they're in the red helmet. They should be the exact uniforms you wore last night, but I don't know if that's what it is or if it's completely different alternates or what have you. So yeah, they do have some kind of new sequence that should be coming next year. But man, watching them go at it last night. What's Kirk Cousins' record this year now? 4-3 as a starter? Something along those lines?
Yeah, I believe it was 3-3 before last night.
There you go. So feel good about that one as well. There's a lot of things to take away. Bijan Robinson setting the franchise record for yards from scrimmage. We'll go through all of that. But I just thought that coming out, and Bo and I did the pregame show. You and I talked about it yesterday. And when we were giving our final thoughts, I said, the Falcons have to play a perfect game.
Yeah.
And the craziest part about last night, I guess, is that they did not play a perfect game.
They didn't even
come close to playing a perfect game, but neither did the Rams. And for every kind of thing that swung your way, some things swung back their way, and you were able to really capitalize on some big moments. They did play what I would call a perfect first half with the pick six, the Bijan touchdown catch, being able to get different things done throughout that first half. I think it was only the second or third time in Sean McVay's coaching history where he actually was shut out in a half of football. So that was really cool to watch, really cool to see. Defensively, I just thought Jeff Ulbrich's game plan, how many times did you and I talk about it yesterday where it was like, how much will they blitz? How much will they stay back? How much will they pressure? How much will they just sit back and, you know, drop 8 guys into coverage? And I thought they found the perfect mix. They did bring blitzes here and there. But it really did a nice job dropping guys into coverage, making sure they weren't overcommitted. And Matthew Stafford at times did kind of pat the ball and ask questions of himself as he was looking down the field and, gently slides back to second place in the MVP race because of the performance last night. It really is.
It's just nuts. Let's go ahead and hear from Raheem Morris after the game. He spoke with Dave Archer on beating a Super Bowl contender.
The Rams are an excellent football team. They're well coached. They got a great organization. They got great leadership across the board. They got great football players across the board. We knew it would be a battle, and we wanted to show that we can play this type of football game. We could play versus this type of team. And the guys went out there and showed it. But I'm so proud of all these guys with the effort and everything that put into it. And, you know, their work is paying off, and I love that.
And just like you mentioned, Mike, the Falcons, yes, are the only team this season to hold the Rams to being scoreless in a half.
Yeah, it not only that, but you look at the defensive performance. Now, the final score is going to say 24 points, but the defense didn't give up that touchdown. It was on special teams with the blocked field goal. And so you're going to look at this defense that three sacks, three interceptions, and a defense that gave up 17 points to the number one offense in the NFL. They were without two offensive linemen last night. We talked about it in the pregame show. I thought that Justin Dedich, I believe, is the right guard's name that had to play yesterday. Good player, but we talk about this all the time, Allie, and I think Garrett will appreciate this conversation as well. What they are as an offense is so different than what we are as an offense because of the offensive line personnel. That is a group up front that is a big, big unit for them, and being able to run the ball downhill is of the utmost importance. Their backup right guard was 295. Their starting right guard was like 330-something. Mm. And that is a big drop-off for a team that wants to go straight ahead. Now, if you ask me how much Chris Lindstrom weighs, I'd probably tell you he probably weighs as much as their backup guard. And so that's why we do things to the outside and the wide zone, and they go straight ahead with some of the duo plays that they run downhill. But I thought that that was something they needed to try to solve early in the game in the first half, and they could not get it figured out against our defensive front.
You saw they started finding some success early in the second half, and I thought that was really what was going to flip the game around, and kind of did to some extent. They were able to find a little success running up the middle, but Blake Corum was dealing with an injury in this game, and Kyron Williams really took off there in the second half. But look, this was a good instance for the Falcons in run defense. That's not a big defensive line for the Falcons. It's not very big, and the fact that the Rams were without, it's their problem. It's not our problem. The Falcons played as good a game as you could have asked for in terms of run defense, especially compared to what they've done this season. And look, to your point, I actually heard you talking about that in the pregame, and I hadn't realized that he's sub 300, and when you talk about a 30-pound difference.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
That's monstrous for an offensive line.
Yeah.
And you know that better than anybody.
Yeah. They also, I think it was DJ Humphreys that ended up playing left tackle last night for them that entered into the starting lineup for Alaric Jackson. And I didn't know how big of a deal it would be. DJ Humphreys is a veteran player, but the first fourth down they attempted to get was, I think it was like fourth and one inside the red zone for them. I can't remember exactly which yard line they were on, but Khalid Kareem absolutely blows it up. And guess who he beat? DJ Humphreys there in the B gap. Completely blows the play up. And Kyron Williams had no chance in the backfield on that one.
I talked to Khalid Kareem about that play after the game in the locker room, and he said it's credit to Brick. Perfect play call. And that's the way he lined up and the way that he attacked the gap. It was perfect. Yeah. He hit the hole at the exact right time. And I think you have the wide receiver who shifts back inside, and he trips him up a little bit. It looks like just a tad, but it doesn't matter. Khalid Kareem is shooting off the ball so effectively that he just gets all the way into the backfield and makes the play.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the adrenaline he was feeling after that hit? Like, whoa!
They weren't gashing you at that point, but they were having success finding yardage. Like, you weren't really stoning them at the line of scrimmage. They were having gains of 4 yards, 5 yards, kind of down the field when they needed to. They ran a couple of play actions. I don't remember if it was that series or the one before where you see the Caden Ellis tipped ball, you know, as he backs into coverage and backs off of a blitz. So, yeah, I mean, I thought that was incredible, him knifing inside and getting in the backfield. It just, that whole thing in the first half, you had to have that play go your way. How about the overturned first down from, I believe, the first drive or second drive that caused them to have to punt, and you're able to go down and put points on the board once again? It was a really, really good first half for sure.
Was there a moment at all last night when you felt like we got this, or were you kind of just sitting and wait? Like, were you nervous the whole time, or is there
Did you feel that way?
No.
I didn't. No. I definitely didn't.
Not,
I mean,
not at first.
I knew that there was going to be I will tell you when I was the most comfortable. I knew that they would come out and throw a counterpunch to begin the second half. They come out and kick a field goal. You go right back down and you drain a field goal. And you're back up by 21 points and it's 24-3. And I thought, okay, they threw a counterpunch. You countered back.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just them kind of running away with it back into you in the third quarter. At that point, I felt like as good as the height was,
yeah.
Right? And then it was a roller coaster downhill.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, there was a moment when they started scoring on us, and I sent Grant the meme of Michael Scott going, don't.
When they got to 24-10, I started being like, what would it take here? What would it take? But they drove the ball, and then they put it all the way down, and then they had the block field goal.
Yeah.
And well, then that one, it's just, I'm like, oh, okay, something's amiss. Something's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot to dig into on this. I mean, we haven't even talked about the Puka Nacua catch, non-catch situation. So we're going to dig into this win, what went right, what had you a little bit nervous in the second half. We'll talk about that next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.